We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What has our Vice President Kamala Harris been doing in the 14 days since she was placed in charge of the migration crisis? Well, in order to find that out from the mainstream media, you're not going to do that on this continent. They won't tell you. They lie. So you have to go to another continent and read the UK Daily Mail. Well, I go every day to figure out what's going on in this country. Because our media is profoundly corrupt and fundamentally unreliable. What has she been up to? The Daily Mail took a look at her schedule and listed out every place she's been in the last 15 days since she was put in charge. She has avoided the border like the plague. In the past 2 weeks, she's visited Connecticut to talk with the Boys and Girls Club in New Haven, traveled to Oakland to meet with Gavin Newsom to show support amid his potential recall, made a trip to a bakery in Chicago where she yucked it up and laughed as children were sexually abused in her cages down by the border. She was also busy moving into a new residence at the Naval Observatory just days after she complained about living out of suitcases while it was being renovated, poor baby. Meanwhile, new government statistics released last week revealed 171,000 migrants were caught by U.S. authorities at the border since the beginning of year. No, just in March. The highest monthly total in two decades, but they're just getting started. I'm telling you, they're going to let the whole 42 million in. It's the 42 million that the CEO of Gallup, the polling company, warned Joe Biden last week, no, it was 2 weeks ago now, in a blog post would come if he didn't come up with some kind of plan. No, that is the plan. And if they all get sexually abused along the way, oh, well. No biggie. It's no biggie. So Jen Psaki, when asked about this, circle back, Psaki, spokesperson for Joe, don't care about the border. Biden said, "It's no big deal. She says she can get a snack."
The vice president was visiting Chicago actually to talk about COVID and the importance of communities getting the vaccine when it's available and accessible to them. And so, while she was there, like many Americans, she got a snack. I think she's allowed to do that.
Whoa! All right, so this is Congressman Tom McClintock. He actually went down to the border, unlike Kamala. And we're to the point where the governor of Texas has to stand outside of a facility and say, this facility behind me, children are being sexually abused in this facility. They have reports of sexual abuse that have been filed with two separate Texas state agencies now. This is outrageous. And the Democrats are laughing. They're literally laughing. She can go to a bakery if she wants. She's not going down there. Here's Abbott.
Children at this facility are being sexually assaulted. Second, there are not enough staff to safely supervise the children at this facility. Third, some children in this facility are not eating throughout the day. And fourth, children with COVID are not being physically separated from children without COVID.
This is insane. Can you imagine if Trump had done this? Oh my God. You should never hear the end of it. And here's the thing. It's only been, a week and a half since I first told you that they admitted they suspended the federal background checks on the people at the facility and even admitted Health and Human Services, yeah, it's going to be people with criminal records who slipped through. It was bizarre that they even announced it. Like, they just rung I said this a week and a half, they just rung the dinner bell for sex offenders. And they admitted, yeah, we're not going to do FBI background checks. We'll just waive those. We'll use local checks, but they'll miss some criminal records. I'm telling you what, these sex offenders on these registries, they know exactly where their records are visible and where they're not. They'll make a beeline for the border. I predicted this last week. You could see it coming like a freight train down a tunnel. They don't care. So what's actually going on down there at the border? This is the best summation I have actually heard from anybody. The numbers are staggering. This is today's first epic rant from Representative Tom McClintock, who finally goes around the stupid Fox News talking point. Why is there a crisis? Why is there a crisis? We don't know. I don't know. Do you think? Do you know, Jillian, why there's a crisis? I don't know why there's a crisis. There's a crisis. Nobody possibly. No, it's at border. It is a voter drive. We have open borders. It is not a crisis. It is a voter drive. Tom McClintock, the Congress member, gets the closest to that, talking about his recent trip down to the border to see the voter drive.
We're way beyond any discussion over whether this is a border crisis. The question now is whether we have a border at all, and the answer is we don't. We watched hundreds and hundreds of illegal aliens simply illegally crossing the border, coming up to the Border Patrol. Those who are claiming to be under 18 are automatically admitted. They're taken to CBP facilities, then to HHS, and HHS then gives them a ticket anywhere they want to go in the country. We're seeing with families with children under 7, basically the same thing. They take your basic biometric information and wave them on. And the numbers that we are seeing are absolutely staggering. The week of the election last year, there were only 100 family units that illegally crossed the border. By inauguration day, that number had increased to 1,100. Last week, it was 15,000. Wow. That'll give you some idea of the order of magnitude. The Border Patrol had 100,000 encounters with illegal aliens in February. It was 170,000 in March. 170,000 is the population of Salem, Oregon. That's in a single month. And those numbers don't include the estimated 130,000 gotaways, the folks that evaded the Border Patrol, who are smuggling drugs, doing human trafficking, and the Border Patrol tells me that is a very low number, 130,000.
And yesterday during your live press conference, you said that number, 130,000, equals the entire population of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. When you put it like that, it really puts it into perspective to see the number that we are talking about. It's incredible.
This is a mass migration. This is a mass migration of historic proportions, and I don't know of any civilization in history that has survived that.
Yeah, that's the closest to the truth I've seen described on Fox. Of course, you're not going to get the truth anywhere else. She's not gonna. That's how this is. But this is not an immigration situation. It's a sexual abuse situation. It's a general abuse situation. This is a coup. It is a coup to bridge the gap to total power and a one-party system. This is exactly the kind of situation in which our founders told us our governors should nullify. They need to do it now. They need to remember they have the power to do it. And this is the problem, because I know what's going to happen. They're going to ask their attorneys, can I do border enforcement? They're going to ask their advisors and their attorney generals. The attorney general is going to look at the last 100 years of court rulings from Supreme Court, circuit courts, state courts, and say, no, you can't. You don't have the authority. All of those rulings are unconstitutional. They need to nullify not just Congress, but the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court cannot confer on the president or the Congress the ability to do immigration enforcement. Only the states can do that. Not the federal government. Not Donald Trump and not Joe Biden. They need to go back to the first 100 years and read the case law. Read the Constitution. Only the states can do this. And then Governor Abbott needs to shut that border down. So does Arizona. Shut it down. What are they going to do? I forgot, what are they going to do? Let them do whatever it is. You're in the right, they're in the wrong. It's the only solution. But we've got to remember that that is what is constitutional. And I think we've just forgotten. It's been buried under so many unconstitutional court rulings, used as precedent for other unconstitutional court rulings, that we forgot how our government works. Congress simply doesn't have the constitutional authority to do this, and neither does the president. I love this list from Reddit. Things that today's teenagers would not be able to understand doing. I had a conversation like this with my daughter. She was amazed. I told her, yeah, when I was growing up, we had like three big news channels. And if you wanted to watch something, you had to watch it at the time it was on or you'd miss it. I said, but then we got VCRs. We were so excited. She said, what's a VCR? And I went, oh, my Lord. I said, then because you could tape it if it wasn't there unless it malfunctioned. So here's some of those things today's teenagers would be like, what? Turning to Channel 3 to play a video game. Stopping at a gas station to ask for directions. Calling a phone number to get the time. Getting off the phone so someone else could use the internet or the phone. Some of the worst fights my sister and I had. I was on the line talking to my friend. She wanted to talk to her friends. Somebody had to get off the line. Here's another one. Spending 15 minutes untwisting the phone cord. Yeah, the phone used to be connected to the wall. And this one, recording songs from the radio using a tape recorder. A what? Never mind. All right. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, what are the chances of Congress passing an amnesty law in the next couple of years after the border surge voter drive plan is complete? I think it's high. See, that's why they're letting in this is why Biden has reversed the policy on youth. Like, if you've got a kid, then you could come in. They want the kids. Keep in mind, stats just came out from Border Patrol, like, what, it was a week and a half ago. 13% of the kids are under the age of 13. So what does that mean? These kids will definitely be voting two presidential elections from now, and some of them will be voting in the upcoming presidential election. Democrats go by polling. Americans have consistently, a majority of them, said they're willing to do the Dreamer amnesty. So what the Democrats are doing right now is grabbing as many Dreamers as they can. And if people die in the desert, oh, well. By the way, they just had a guy on Fox News about an hour ago talking about ranches near the border. And one of his neighbors has found over the years, not just this week or something, but over the years, over 100 bodies on his ranch, all ages. That's the price of getting the Democrats voters here. So what they're counting on, and if you watch what happened in Washington, when they realized that the margins are too thin in Congress right now to do the full bore amnesty for everybody they wanted, they're moving to Dreamer amnesty. Oh, it's not their fault. They're sex abusers. I mean, parent brought them here. So that's what's up with this. So they're going the Dreamer route. Now, remember, Dream Amnesty, as sponsored by Lindsey Graham a few years ago, applied to people all the way up into their 40s. If you were willing to claim you'd been here, brought here as a kid, and they had no way to check, then they just give you the amnesty. So this is backdoor. And what they're going to do in phase two is use these kids, many of whom are now recovering from sexual assault, to, as a justification, we can't have this many people who can't feel so unfair. They have no representation. Yeah, because you let them in. You let them in. This was the plan. So it's a voter drive. That's what they're doing. All right, Gary is on the line. Hey, Gary. And my equipment is not working. Hey, hello? Gary, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This phone system barely works. That's why I don't take phone calls. I have to really want to take a call for me to take a phone call. Well, hey, Gary.
Good, this is very important. I'm glad you did. You've been speaking truth, and you've been talking about the governors have forgotten what their authority is. And a lot of people misquote the Bible. They say the truth will set you free. The truth doesn't set you free. The truth that you know sets you free. If you don't know it, then it's not going to do anything for you. The Bible also says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You've been doing a lot of homework. You have the knowledge. You need to get this to the movers and shakers. You need to get it with Representative Timmons or Duncan. Get it in their hands if they already don't know it, so that they can get it to Louie Gohmert, who can give it to Abbott. This is imperative. You've been speaking truth so much, Tara, you don't even know when you're speaking the truth a lot of times. And the Holy Spirit speaks to us more often than we listen. And you've been listening, and you've been doing your homework. It's imperative that you do what you know needs to be done. And you have the responsibility on you to get this into the hands to make sure it gets to Governor Abbott and the governor in Arizona. These people need to know this. They're ignorant. Ignorant isn't a bad word. It's just you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, and the problem, as I've been explaining, thank you for your phone call, Gary, is that if they go to their legal experts, the legal experts will go to the legal cases of the last 100 to 150 years and tell them they don't have the authority to do immigration enforcement. All those cases are unconstitutional. They need to go back to the first 100 years. Then they'll see it. The Constitution is easy to understand. It's not hard to understand. It's a very simple document. The only power that the federal government has, and the way they're using the immigration power right now, is to prohibit the states from doing the immigration enforcement they could easily do. They have no power to do that. Neither do the courts. They made it up. Again, the only power the federal branches of the government have, Congress, the courts really too, and the president, as it regards immigration, they get to decide the terms of naturalization, i.e., who gets to become a citizen and who doesn't. They have no immigration enforcement power, period, end of memo. We need Abbott to remember that. We need to get him in front of a legal expert who understands it. It was understood well. And the last person to really write about it was Scalia in 2010 in Arizona, when Arizona tried to do its own border enforcement. Scalia in the dissent wrote, look, this is as constitutional as it gets. The federal government can't do or block, as Biden is doing right now, immigration enforcement. They can't. But we've forgotten.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A lot of people talking about vaccine passports. Prove your immunity. I was a little confused about this. We've now had our governor mumbling about doing something like he does, but doesn't actually do anything. At least not so far. Our congressional delegation here in the state, the Republicans anyway, sending a letter to our governor, Henry McMaster, saying, hey, you know, let's block vaccine passports for South Carolina. And, of course, Ron DeSantis in Florida has vowed to do that, and Governor Abbott in Texas has already signed an executive order. So everybody's chirping about it, but I want to know, okay, but where are they coming from? I mean, the Biden administration said the federal government's not doing it. So where is this passport going to come from, and what will it look like? So I dug deep into that. It's the subject of yesterday's Battleground America podcast. You really need to listen to it. It's a pretty audacious plan, and the world's elites are not even hiding the fact that they intend it to be a global ID. That will last far beyond anything having to do with COVID. It's fascinating what's going on around the world. You know what is fascinating? I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. You're going to have to listen to the podcast to get it. But what is fascinating is when you start digging into, okay, is this actually in development? And actually, they will first become available in May. So this is coming. It's right around the corner. If you had to guess who's developing this, just take a wild whack at it. Who would you guess? We know not the federal government, at least not officially, right? Well, who would do this? If you listen to this show, you're probably already guessing. It's big tech. Microsoft, IBM, Oracle. Oddly, the same people. It is so weird. The same people working on the internet ID technology that I've been talking about on Battleground that scares the heck out of me. What it does is it marks everything you produce before it hits the internet. And they're working at the level, they're working like at the level of the Intel processors in your computer to end internet anonymity. Why do they want to do that? So this would mean, say you push your resume that you made on a Word document to a job board or something. They know it's you. What is the purpose of this? What's the purpose of it? IBM's working on that. Microsoft, all the, what's the purpose of it? Well, they told us in a press release, remember? To combat misinformation at the source. So, and I've been forecasting this for a long time, that right now we kind of laugh, I'm in Facebook jail, I said the wrong thing. Well, Facebook jail in the future is going to be, you can't text, you can't email, you can't post your resume online, you can't phone call, you can't contact the outside world. That's what's coming. Total ban from digital society. And they're saying, they say they have to do it to combat misinformation. They're in partnership with the BBC, New York Times, Washington Post to do this so that they are the only producers of information. And that's a separate effort, folks. And these same people, you find same people working on a vaccine passport. Isn't that weird? That's just weird. Anyway, it's due out in May. And it'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off. Let's put it that way. It'll be interesting to see if they're able to force people to adopt this, even in states where the governors have banned it. Anyway, it was yesterday's Battleground podcast, and you should give it a listen because it gives you a good idea of what the elites have planned. And let me tell you, this is just a Trojan horse for an international global ID that is connected across borders. And it shows you whether they succeed in doing this or not. And I'm not clear on whether they will. We're going to have to wait out next couple of months to see if they succeed in it. It shows you the elites plan this, and this is an excuse. COVID is an excuse for it. But they do. They want an international global ID, and they want to be able to tie that ID to you and your computer and to take your digital privileges away as a result. That is the ability to produce anything. Now, think about this. Even if you're a ditch digger for a living, how are you going to get a job? If you can't post stuff to the internet, if you can't digitally interact with it through your phone, I don't know how you're going to. And I think that's what they're talking about. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do this. I'm still a little skeptical about whether they'll win this round of it. I have a hard time picturing people going large scale for these vaccine passports. But I also put a way in there after digging into it that they may be able to force people to adopt them even if they don't want to. So it was yesterday's Battlegrounds America podcast. All this stuff is tied together, folks. Texter writes, use it as voter ID. That would kill. Well, did you just see head of Apple once you voting online? The same people who want to control whether you have access to the digital world want to control your online vote. See how this works? I can see a future in which tech companies just cancel you and you can't vote. It's their software. They can decide who gets to use it to vote. Nah, it's what they're doing now, speech. It's not too much of a stretch to do it with a vote. Texter writes, it's super easy to forge a vax card. Yeah, I know. They want a non-forgeable global ID. A lot of this is coming out of the UK. By the way, they are leading the charge. And when you hear it, it'll blow your mind. Anyway, I dug deep into it for you, put it on the Battleground America podcast from yesterday. You can get it by texting Battleground to 71307. Texter writes, the COVID ID is a Bill Gates brainstorm from way back. Oh, you know what's interesting? You know who is behind this too? The World Economic Forum. the people of the Great Reset, that they want to end capitalism. And they say right on their website that privacy will be a thing of the past, but you'll be very happy. You'll be very glad that you don't have privacy. These are the same people behind the vaccine ID. Anyway, it's not a slam dunk, in my opinion, at this point, but they're going to make a run at it next month. This is slated for May. You know, big tech is right in the middle of it, as usual. Texter writes, I'm in my 60s, one marriage, one son, one stepson, never required to pay any child support. Now the Joker has this Joker has me paying support for 20,000 kids. Oh, and counting. That's just the beginning. Okay, well, the gun restrictions begin. Biden's supposed to issue an executive order today, which no doubt will be riddled with unconstitutionalities, as pretty much everything the federal government does is now. Not a lot of information on this, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it today. It's not clear what a lot of this means. You're going to be hearing a lot about ghost guns. Apparently those are ghost guns that people can put together from kits, and they claim they're finding them at crime scenes. So we'll see what's in it and what he does. But look, this is why it's so critical. We just had a carry bill passed yesterday in the House. They will likely block it in the Senate. This is ridiculous, by the way, our state legislature. Do you realize we're one of just five states that don't have constitutional carry or open carry of guns? It's called different things in different states. Just five, including, get this, California and New York. Our legislature is a joke. Oh my gosh. Yeah, they're up there enriching themselves and really not much else. But I want to congratulate Wes Cox. That was his, those are both his bills. And he's from Greenville. Good job on that. And we hope that they are able to get them through the Senate. All right. Folks, there's a trend in America, and you're seeing this coming at you in a lot of different ways, of institutionalized systematic racism against white people. We're seeing racist things that would have never been tolerated as recently as the 90s. Right now, Target is selling a book called, and it's a book of allegedly of prayer. It's called A Rhythm of Prayer, and there's no other way to describe it as a racist hate screed against white people. And Target is selling this. You can't get it at the physical store here in Greenville. You can in other parts of the country, but you can order it online. 1478 actually has one star right now. Listen to this. What is in this thing? This level of absolute abject hate. My prayer is that, this is a prayer to God, for black people. My prayer is that you would help me to hate the other white people. You know, the nice ones, the Fox News loving, Trump supporting voters who, quote, don't see color, but who make thinly veiled racist comments about those people. The people who are happy to have me over for dinner, but alert the neighborhood watch anytime an unrecognized person of color passes their house. The people who welcome black people in their churches and small groups, but brand us as heretics if we suggest that Christianity is concerned with the poor and the oppressed. The people who, this is a prayer. The people who politely tell us that we can leave when we call out the racial microaggressions we experience in their ministry. So she's praying for the ability to hate these people. On sale. $14 and some change at Target. Here's how else this kind of thing is being systematized. It's going to destroy this country. And that's by design, by the way. Do you see this? United Airlines plans to use race and gender quotas to select pilots, which, by the way, this is amazing. This is illegal. You can't do this. But they've announced it anyway. Here's part of their announcement. Over the next decade, United will train 5,000 pilots who will be guaranteed a job with United after they complete the requirements of the Aviate program and are our plan is for half of them to be women and people of color. So, you know, if the plan is inconsistent with selecting the best qualified candidates for guaranteed jobs, oh well. You're going to begin to see this with corporations that don't do this, set these quotas, will be canceled. They'll also be sued legitimately for race and sex discrimination. So that's going to be interesting to watch all that go down as well. All right. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, I hope you can give us the names of the senators who voted against the open carry bill. Senators haven't voted on it yet. Those are House members. So the House members did pass it. Good for them. We need the senators to pass this bill. We really desperately, desperately need the bill. There's two of them, actually, to pass that has the sanctuary state language in it. Because I have a feeling we're going to have to nullify Biden laws, era laws, and Biden executive orders pretty quickly. But at the pace our legislature moves, we'll be 5 to 10 years behind the ball. Texter writes, Tara, sounds like it's time to use leftist tactics and boycott Target. Another texter writes, Tara, that caller's spot on. You have the power to pressure Governor Abbott and Ducey to shut their borders. I don't know what Ducey means. To shut their borders or at least share contact information with your listeners so we can help.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.